the world against us cry, for these are deeds most base, for which, alas, we now must die. Death looks us in the face, which is no more than what's our due, since we so wicked were. And here shall be declared to you, let pirates then take care. We with our comrades not yet ta'en together did agree, and stole a ship out from the groin and roam upon the sea, with which we robbed and plundered too, no ship that we did spare. Thus many a one we did undo, let pirates then take care. Our ship being well stored then for this our enterprise, 180 men there was in her likewise. We pillaged all we could come nigh, no nation did we spare, for which a shameful death we die, let pirates then take care. We robbed a ship upon the seas, the Gunsway called by name, which we met near the East Indias, and rifled the same. In it was gold and silver store, of which all had a share, each man 600 pounds and more, let pirates then take care. Thus for some time we lived and reigned as masters of the sea. Every merchant we detained and used most cruelly. The treasures took we, sunk the ship with those that in it were, that would not unto us submit, let pirates then take care. Thus wickedly we every day lived upon others' good, the which, alas, we must repay now with our dearest blood. For we on no one mercy took, nor any did we spare. How can we then for mercy look? Let pirates then take care. We thus did live most cruelly, and of no danger thought, but we at last, as you may see, are unto justice brought. For outrages of villainy, of which we guilty are, and now this very day must I, let pirates then take care. Now farewell to this wicked world and our companions too. From hence we quickly shall be hurled to clear the way for you. For certainly if e'er you come to justice as we are, deserved death will be your doom, then pirates all take care.